This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. For years, federal agencies involved in international health have supported the annual conference of the Global Health Council. This year, U.S. public health workers and health workers from developing countries who rely on the U.S. government to pay their way will not be attending. Conservative groups complained about the reproductive health policies of some international organizations attending the conference. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
The Global Health Council is a nonprofit organization with over 1,000 members, international health workers from more than 300 public, private, and government institutions, from the Albanian Association of Internal Medicine to Wyeth Laboratories. And the council has long maintained close ties with the U.S. government. But the council's president, Nils Dallaire, says the government isn't going to be at the conference this year because the Bush administration caved into what Dallaire called a conservative clique.
Not one person in that clique has ever spent a day in a clinic in a developing country or an hour at this conference face to face with any one of you to understand the service you give daily to those in need. And they have clearly never spent a minute reflecting on the global cost in human lives that might result from acting out their Washington-centric political games.
Among the complaints from conservatives were that the conference would include speakers from the International Planned Parenthood Federation and the United Nations Population Fund, groups conservatives have long opposed because of their abortion policies and their work in China. Andrea Lafferty of the Conservative Traditional Values Coalition says they are opposed to groups that work in China because of what investigations have shown.
Time and again, they have found that family planning has turned into forced abortion. They've gone in undercover to these quote-unquote family planning clinics, and they're not, you know, birth control, they're not the rhythm method, they are doing abortions, forced abortions.
But if the organization isn't doing it, it's just working with organizations that do.
It's a shell game. They, you know, they play a shell game with the money.
Dallaire reserved much of his anger for officials inside the Bush administration, from the United States Agency for International Development, the Department of Health and Human Services, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, whom he reminded had been cordially received in previous years.
Yet, when their agency's participation in this conference was attacked by these extremists, two government agencies and the premier public health institution in the country, perhaps the world, quickly bowed to election year political pressure. They sacrificed the principles of participation and respectful dialogue to spurious allegations. They ignored the evidence and their own experience, and they bolted.
A spokesman for the Department of Health and Human Services says that the government couldn't fund an organization engaged in lobbying. Dallaire says there is no lobbying, just advocacy to educate Congress about health issues. He says the cutoff hurt many health workers on the front line in developing countries who won't be able to come.
We can all get books and sit at home, but we all know that when you are face to face with somebody who's a real expert, when you bring your experiences to bear on somebody else's expertise or vice versa, that's where you really get advances in the field.
And when this day passes, he says, he looks forward to public health workers and the government joining them again. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.